Greetings, gentle people. We are here. We are live and we are in living color. Let's jump into this week's conversation. Disclaimer, this podcast is not just for gentlemen, but gentlewomen as well. Now that that's out of our way, welcome to a gentleman's conversation.
It is more. I've been a big brother all my life. I got young brothers. I got a brother that is 50 years old, and I got a brother that is 49 years old, and I got y'all. See, y'all are my family. Hey, Walker, what you doing? Hey, man, look here. I need you to come in. You know what? Okay. What's going on? Well, somebody need me, and I'll be right back. I'm finna go. I'm your brother. Understand something that is hard for you. This is hard for you. What's hard for you is doing something that you're not accustomed to doing. Relying. To rely is to set yourself in an understanding that right now I need and I cannot fulfill this need within me. To rely, see, is to place your need in somebody else that can help you facilitate that need, that strength, that understanding, that awareness, and that perception. See, life is a journey from beginning to end.
Yeah, yeah.
It exists. What we try to do as humans is connect ourselves with those who we can have and take along that journey. Everybody can't go. See, you know in your heart, you can't talk to everybody about this. You can't be you with everybody this way. You can't do this. So there is a niche that is carved out for specific individuals.
Absolutely.
That you can do this with.
Absolutely.
And who you do this with are the people you trust the most. You trust these people because these people see you at your most vulnerableness and don't condemn you for being vulnerable,
yeah,
but encourage you to be strong in your vulnerability. And it's hard to be strong when you're vulnerable. But when you have folks in your life that say, hey, take my motherfucking hand. Hold on. Because you on the cliff. I'll pull your motherfucking ass back this way. I don't want to fall, and I don't want you to fall either. So together, we can survive this. We can do this.
Yeah.
Us. See, this is more than just a podcast. This is the realization of grown men understanding the life that they are given to live and the acceptance of those they want to live it with. That, my friend, is old folks sitting on the goddamn porch talking about, hey, what the hell are you chilling doing? Where your mama's at?
This
right here is us conducting. See, conducting. See, we do not have the same parents.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But my love for you transcend my parents birthing you. Huh? Because I concern myself about you.
Yeah, same.
Same. See? If I motherfucking called you and said, Jaws, goddammit, I am some motherfucking well. Shit is fucked up. Waffle, what is going on? I don't know what the fuck going on.
I'm on my way. Now, first thing he's gonna say is where you at.
I'm on my way.
First, soon as he hears your voice, he gonna be like, Jarvis, where you at?
I'm on my way.
Fucked up.
Man, no, yeah. I hear your voice. Where you pissing me off now?
Where you at?
I said, where you at?
Where you at?
God damn it, I'm telling you. Okay, I can't do nothing if you don't tell me. If you can concern yourself with me and my situation, then allow me to be concerned with yours. If you can be a part of my life, then let me be a part of yours. See? The struggle is real, Doc. The struggle exists every motherfucking day. I lay down, I open up my eyes, time keeps moving. I know about people who ain't here no more. There are times at night when I'm at home and I feel profoundly sad that my brother, Tracy.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I see where we would be now in our lives? I talked to him on the day he was dying. He's in the hospital. His liver was failing. He was on the register, but he was not going to receive one in time to save his life. He's crying and he's telling me, I'm never going to see you no more. I'm never gonna see nobody no more. No more. I love you, man. I'm crying, I got tears in my motherfucking eyes, and I can't stop. And I'm talking to pastors in the room. Wanting to know if his soul is right. Because he's fixing to leave here. And I'm talking. And I want to know, and I'm asking, and I'm trying to comfort, and I'm looking at the fact that his existence stopped, but he lives through my memories of him. And I'd rather have him than my memories. I'd rather for that motherfucker to be, well, I would love to bring him over here. He's a short fella. Cooler than a motherfucker. And his whole coolness was a result of me. I love it, dude. Because he allowed his personality to come out. Because we did shit together. We did everything. Fuck more motherfucking hoes than you can imagine. Ran more dope up and down Florida to Atlanta to Chattanooga than you can imagine. You cannot imagine this shit. And I was so creative in my motherfucking ways of getting dope in and getting dope out, them niggas thought I was a goddamn genius. And the only thing I had going for me was this. If we go to jail, it stops. So every action and reaction must keep us from that action ever occurring.
Yeah.
So we ran this shit. Fuck more hoes, had more sex, seen more bitches than you can imagine. That's why I'm not so motherfucking thrown off about this.
Yeah.
But there has to be something that wants you to attach yourself to life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what you say is, Walker, I get that. But when I'm in my walls,
yeah,
in my space,
yeah,
that attachment isn't there. And you feel disconnected to the experience of life and living. And it's my job as your friend, as your brother, to give you something that you may not have. And that is an understanding that you may not think you deserve or even want. And that is, I'm here. I'm here. A ladder serves a purpose, gets you from the bottom to the top, helps you ascend and descend. That's what it does. It has a purpose. You have a purpose. Your purpose in life is to be a part of other people's lives that appreciate your life. See, folks that don't motherfucking appreciate your life, you can't be connected to them. Why? It's pointless. They don't matter. I'm talking about things that do matter. I'm talking about, I ain't talking about your kids. Because your kids are your kids.
Yeah.
And you have to ask yourself, you know, they would be set here. They would have to develop an understanding and they would be told. They won't be told why I decided not to be here. They'll be told that I am not here. They will be told that I'm not here and the method in which I chose to not be here anymore. And they would have to live with the fact that I am not here. My friends and everybody else I'm connected to also. I don't want to be disconnected from you. If you lived and passed away,
that's one thing.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
That's one motherfucking thing. You know, what happened? And you know, V was 90 something years old and he just went on. Walker was goddamn
gone down to glory.
Goddamn near 100. And he's gone. Yeah, to glory.
Gone.
Because see, here's the catch. What you believe or don't believe.
Yeah.
What you accept and don't accept.
Yeah, yeah.
Death coming to your motherfucking ass. But it ain't got to be something you hasten. It ain't got to be something you want to embrace. My wife cannot understand. I ain't scared to die. Death does not, there is no fear in me about dying.
Yeah.
Because I will no longer be attached to the shit called life anymore. But this shit life that I am attached to, I'm going to live out until I ain't living no more.
Bet.
See?
That's it. Yeah.
I ain't ready to die. I know one day I will die. But in between the time that I am die, I will die, and now is the memories I will make. God damn it. See? If I can remember getting a girl when I'm 9 years old and fucking her brains out, because I didn't know what fucking was, but I was getting it, god damn it. I mean, little ass, she told me what to do and I did it. And my ass was moving like a sewing machine. Tanning it myself.
Like a sewing machine.
Like a sewing machine. Get a goddamn sewing machine. I said, motherfucker. That motherfucker go up and down and won't stop. Like a sewing machine.
Okay.
And I was hitting it. If I can have these memories of a childhood that doesn't involve you, but an adulthood that incorporates you, then let's incorporate this motherfucking understanding.
Yeah.
Let's keep them. Let's move. This belongs to us. This is ours. This is ours. Can't no motherfucking body invade it or take it away from us. This belongs to us. And I appreciate this, man. I come over here and I get with you guys, man, and we smoke us some cigars and drink and we discuss the intricacies of existing in this time. And we look at folks that are younger than us. And we look at folks and we say, God damn, you know, motherfucker. These some weak ass motherfuckers, man. They can't take shit. They can't do shit. They can't go overcome nothing. They weak. They are weak. And here we are in all our glory, passing along what we can to those who listen. And to those who don't, we don't care. We dust ourselves off. Shit's in the Bible. We dust ourselves off and keep it moving. He keep it moving. I love seeing you, man. Look, when dudes call me up and say, look, Walker, I ain't talked to you in a couple of days. I ain't heard nothing from you. That's being concerned. And see, I'm gonna drop them nuggets on you. I send texts out. I like Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send them out. What's up? What's going on? Whoa, what's happening? What you doing? What's going on? We talk about every fucking thing. You know, my life changes before y'all's. I'm older. I'll be retired before y'all. I won't be working no goddamn more. And trying to figure out what the fuck I'm gonna do. This time right here has taught me so much. I sit home, I be with my goddamn wife, I see my wife every goddamn day, and it's some motherfucking thing. I wake up, she there. I go to goddamn sleep, she there. She goddamn there. She's motherfucking there. She is right there. You know, and
she goddamn wife.
She goddamn
like
there.
Wake up and go, shit.
She goddamn there. She goddamn there. I know she's supposed to be goddamn there, but goddamn, she there. See, cause I'm not going no motherfucking well. I'm not leaving out. I'm not going to the job. I'm not dealing to No.
Now it ain't about being sick. I caught that. But the fact that you there, goddamn.
She there. She right there. I see her. Goddamn. And I asked my wife, she asked me, and we talk. And sometimes I go in the next room. I go in the next goddamn room. My wife's sitting in one room. I'm sitting in the next goddamn room. Sitting there. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is some selfish goddamn shit. Let me go out here and be with her. We sit out there and I sit out there with her and we talk about different shit and we discuss stuff and I'm gonna be about what the fuck she wants to be about and not me. I'm finna get out my goddamn selfish ass ways.
Yes.
And I'm finna go in now and impart. Yeah. Goddamn it. Motherfucker, let's shake it off. It's your goddamn wife. You married her, son of a bitch. What the fuck? Now you want to goddamn have problems with this?
No, you married her.
I married her. Me, motherfucker. You did. Sometimes I don't want to be goddamn married. Sometimes I want to be a hoe. Sometimes I want to wake up in some strange, like you can't strange no more. And then I realized something. See, this is what I realized in all of this. I can go be with somebody that don't really know me.
Yeah.
And don't really give a fuck about me, but likes the me version that I give them.
Nah, but hey.
But this woman.
Been with you.
Been there.
Been with you.
There.
What happens if you win a lotto?
Huh? The lottery is a motherfucker.
We talked about that earlier too.
No, but the lottery is a motherfucker. Cause see, there have been versions of me winning. There have been versions of me winning the lottery.
This is real shit.
Wait a minute. There have been versions of me winning the lottery. Well, I divorced my goddamn wife.
Yes, exactly.
I give her half right of all the goddamn money, and I go and do my goddamn freaky little world life tour.
Yeah.
I just go act the goddamn fool and do the shit I want to do that I can't do because I'm married. Or do in motherfucking secrecy and hope I never get caught. One or the other. And then you got to think, man, because see, my life has had moments where this is the longest relationship I have ever been in my life is with my wife now. I haven't been with nobody in my life longer than her. I've been with her longer than I have my goddamn parents. I left their ass when I was 16. Left them. Their children and them left their ass at 16. I've been with my motherfucking wife 23 goddamn years. See? And I wake up and look over there on the side of me and say, how would I feel if she wasn't there no goddamn more? And it fucks me up. I talk some shit, but goddamn, if that woman wasn't over there, I would feel some type of way.
Shout out to
Mike. And then I get all fucked up too, because I be wanting to replace her ass with a new model. Give me a goddamn different version. You know? Some motherfucking body that don't know me that I can mold into the bullshit that I want them to believe. That's just part of the life. That is the experiences. Goddamn, you know? Shit. Yeah, I go through it. And then I have these excursions here. See? I come be with y'all. We talk. We realize. We understand. We accept. We look at. We don't accept. We keep moving. Yeah. Hell, I'm human just like anybody else. Been married a long time. But had a single life. I fucked what I wanted to fuck. I am so fortunate to say that at one point in my time, I was choicy enough to have motherfucking bitches that I wanted when I wanted them. Period. And when I didn't want them, I didn't want them. Period. Didn't want to be bothered. And then think to myself, ooh, I want that. And then got bored as fuck of that. When I got my first divorce, man, I was fucking and moving. My house was like a revolving door. And got tired of it. Man, if another motherfucking bitch called me, I mean, I just started cussing girls out for no apparent reason because I was disgusted. I wanted a relationship that was meaningful, but I didn't want to be meaningfully in a relationship with them motherfuckers I knew. And she was so the opposite of every goddamn thing I knew that I wanted that right then. I met my wife on a Sunday. Let the bodies motherfucking hit the floor.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Hit the
motherfucking floor, boy. I wanted that relationship, and I worked it and cultivated it, and my wife gets on my goddamn nerves. She drives me batty as hell.
But this is the thing. You love her.
Yeah, I love her. Love her. And wake up in the goddamn morning when she ain't in the bed next to me, and she done stayed up in the other room all goddamn night doing something else, and I roll over and I don't feel her, I open up my goddamn eyes, I get up and I open up my door and say, what the hell is you doing here? You need to come in and get into bed. So I can go to goddamn sleep. Because I can't goddamn sleep when you ain't in the motherfucking bed. Uh-huh. Selfish than a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I'm just telling you what I need and what I want. Yeah, yeah. I don't care.
As a man.
Yeah.
As a man.
I don't
Not
care.
Not as a woman.
No.
Not because women do that.
I understand. Man, but I roll over man, and the goddamn space be empty and cold over there on the other goddamn side. My eyes open up. Both of them open up. And I'm looking around like, what the fuck is on? And when she be gone some goddamn well and it gets late, I don't call her. But I worry. Fuck she at? What the fuck's going on? But I can't let her know all of this. See? Because I don't be wanting her to do me like that. Goddamn right. You gotta think. Hell yeah. See, I'm gonna keep it 100. That's 100. Please. See, because if I start putting out shit towards her, she gonna feel it's all right to put out shit towards me. So I'll suck it up, goddamn it, and hold it. And keep it to myself. Because I don't want this shit coming from her. I don't want her calling me, asking me where the fuck I'm at, and when the fuck I'm coming in, and what the fuck I'm doing.
That's the thing.
So I will refrain from doing this shit to her when I want to.
Dead ass.
I be wanting to do the same goddamn thing.
Dead ass.
But I won't do it. No, fuck that.
The only time I've ever really called was when if you call me and say, hey, all right, we're done. I'm leaving. I'm on the way home. Okay, it's 30 minutes. It's an hour. I'm making a phone call. Hey, look, you said you were supposed to be here.
Yeah. Right, you know the time frame in which
it
takes her to get there.
Look here.
Are you okay? Look here. That's what I didn't know. I mean, she might have gotten a wreck
look
and
here.
Not been able to pick up the phone look or here. Something. Who knows?
Look here. See, I be swallowing them goddamn feelings right there.
Bro, you a good one, partner.
You know why I swallow them feelings?
That's like, okay, I just told you. Because I'm not going to call you and say I'm leaving. Because I learned real fast.
I ain't telling you shit.
If I call and say, hey, I'm about to leave.
Where you at? Well, oh God, you know,
yep.
Time got away and
right.
Look, I ain't got time to be explaining
you
shit.
Time, always get away. You always just start talking.
See, nope, So I know what to do now. So see, yeah, I get it, man. I do. I really do. I get it. I really get it, man. I do. You know, and my wife ain't for everybody. She ain't. She for me. She ain't supposed to be for every motherfucking body. She's supposed to be for me. Everybody ain't got to put up with my wife. Everybody ain't got to love y'all. I do.
You do.
I do. I love her. I do. Love the shit out of her. Love every aspect about her overbearing personality that gets on my motherfucking nerves, but wouldn't have it no other way.
But see, let's go back to my situation. What you just said, everybody ain't got to put up with what I'm going through.
I do.
Because you're my brother and you're my friend.
I got to put up with it. I got to put up with it because I need you to know that I'm willing to put up with it.
Yeah.
See, because if you ever feel like you can't put up with it, and why should somebody else put up with it, then you will go to those stages where you contemplate the existence you have. Because if, and it's got to be more. See, because see, it's got to be more. It's got to be more. See, because my feelings for you got to be more. Can't just be my feelings for you is the reason you decide not to do something. Fuck that. That ain't a goddamn enough. That ain't enough. That is not enough. It's got to be more. So I got to reach more with you. I got to give your life the value that you may not see at the time you need to see it so you can understand what it is I see in you. I see in you. See, because if you ever stop seeing your life in the state that makes you not want to have it and start seeing your life in the state to why I want you to keep it, then you'll understand why I am the motherfucking way I am towards you.
Yeah.
You're like, maybe this is why Walker likes me. This is why Walker puts up with me, says what he says to me, and the reasoning behind it. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Because, see, I have had people that I cared about not be here anymore.
Yes.
And the precious of them being my grandmother, my grandfather, my aunt, my cousin, and my other cousin. See, I had a female cousin that lost her life out in Pa's homes when it caught on fire. When it caught on fire, she died. Her little baby died. Her daughter was outside and ran back in and died. 3 fucking coffins sitting
next to each other.
Cause she dead and gone. See, I know what tragedy is.
Yeah.
Hurts me. Girl could cook her motherfucking ass off. God damn, that girl could cook. And funny and fun and talk shit. And she was spoiled because her daddy, Bear, who owns Bear's barbershop,
yeah.
Her daddy gave her any goddamn thing she wanted.
Damn.
And she gone. She dead and gone. The reality behind parents' acceptance, what they choose to do or not. My dad left my mom and went off into the service.
That's different.
In Vietnam.
That's different.
Oh.
Yeah, trust you me, that's different.
Well, my mom's.
These hoes ain't loyal.
My mom's and my dad's relationship was trying at best.
Yeah.
Because he was gone an extended period of my life growing up, he was not there.
Understood.
And when he came there, this was a stranger to me.
Right, right. Absolutely.
You know.
But he was gone in the war.
No, well, I don't give a fuck. He left.
Right.
But he didn't run.
Well, here's my thing about the meat. Let me explain it to you. He could have taken us with him.
Could he though?
Hell yeah. He could have. But he left my mom and he sent money home to my mom. But he was not there. My mom was left to raise kids while his ass was out playing soldier. He did not, his soldiering did not better our situation.
As a veteran, you...
My dad used to come home. My dad, when he got back, that Vietnam shit fucked my daddy up.
Exactly. So you can't fault him.
Well, for it was his choice.
But
he didn't have to goddamn go because his other, my daddy didn't have to go to, my daddy wasn't drafted
it wasn't, and went to it the wasn't service. It wasn't a point of him being drafted because of systemic.
Of course, systemic, right? But that choice of his
or
did not
systematic.
It did not better our situation.
It's not about bettering a situation, though.
Tell that to a 9 and 6 and 7 year old kid.
I understand that at that point, but at the time where he felt like he needed to go because of what he could bring in, he thought he could better. Right?
Yeah.
What happened to him and what happened to his mind at that point where he was gone was not his fault.
But when you choose, and see, I used to think that until I said this to myself. If he'd been drafted and went, then it wouldn't have been a choice of his. And the conditioning and the circumstances that followed because of a choice that wasn't his, I could more or less agree with you. But he chose to go into goddamn service. And he chose to leave my mama with a set of goddamn kids. And then he come home. My pops came home. My pops got my mom pregnant again. It was four of us. Four. My dad went AWOL. He didn't want to goddamn go back. Yeah, he went AWOL. He didn't want to go back. Court martial, his mom had to go up there. My mom had to go up there. Everybody had to go up there and goddamn testify.
Fight
he went back
him.
In
yeah,
the
yeah,
cell,
yeah,
fight
yeah,
for
yeah.
his ass. He went back. They didn't dishonorably discharge my father when he went back. He came home and he left. My daddy dealt with shit that I didn't know at the time. See, let me give you some more information about the situation. My dad's father left him when he was 15 years old. Him and his kids, and moved back to Ohio where he was from and left his mom and his siblings here. My dad didn't want to be that type guy, but he became that type guy in the sense that he left. My dad got married when he was young. My mom got pregnant when she was 17 years old in high school and married my mom not because he loved my mom, but because out of the necessity of at the time frame of what was going on.
Yeah.
So let me give you some history here. My mom and dad got married May the 3rd, 1965. I was born July the 7th, 1965. My mom was already goddamn pregnant before they got married. They got married and I was born. My mom was still in goddamn high school when she was married. She was still in school. Still in school.
See? How old is your pop?
19. My dad is 19 years older than me. My mom is 18 years older than me. 18 years exactly older than me. Now, my dad, my mom, their situations and the circumstances surrounding it. You ain't gonna be able to get in. I gotta get in. The situation surrounding it. And all of us coming around and doing what we're doing and living the life that we were living, I felt that him leaving was because he was abandoning his responsibility for the kids and his inability to have the kind of life that he wanted before he got my mom pregnant. He wanted to sow his oats. He left and went off in the service and did all of these things. He sent money home, but my mom dealt with the kids being here, raising them while he was gone. Yeah. This shit left turmoil in their relationship. You know, situations developed, circumstances. I ain't gonna go into too much because I witnessed it. My mom was not a faithful. My father was not faithful in their relationship and their kids, but they got back together and decided to raise their kids and live their lives. And we moved from a segment in our time to it's just being me. Then it was my sister. Then it was my other sister, 1968. And my father going off to the service. After that, my brother Myron being born in 70, and my baby brother and sister, the last two, being born in 72. Before he got out of the service, his AWOL, then him going back in, then him getting an honorable discharge. All of these things took place. And I said this to him years ago, that he married my mom because he had to, not because he wanted to.
Yeah.
See, and that made a difference in his approach to us and the kids that he spawned as a result of that. You know, my father's dad left them, and his mother, my grandmother, raised them without his father. And my father didn't want to be that person, but in the atmosphere of not wanting to be that and still wanting to have a life outside of being married, outside of the responsibility, put him in the point of going off to the service. My father had a job. My dad quit his job and went into service. Right. The service may have provided us with monies, you know, but I think it left a definite impression. My baby brothers and sisters didn't know who the fuck he was when he came back home. They didn't even know him. But we all grew up and we all had each other. And my experiences, because my dad would be clinically described when he got out of the service as an alcoholic. My dad drunk. My dad stayed intoxicated on alcohol. We had alcohol in our house all my life. Bottles of alcohol. I came home at 14 years old, fucked up. My dad said, "You can't come in my house this way." And my response to him was, "You got alcohol here. Why are you telling me I can't drink? You got luck in the house." How is that supposed to mean something to me about this? See, rebellious in my youth, you know. And
no, but it's
I left home at 16 because my father said the curfew was 11 o'clock. I had to be in the house at 11. I got off the bus on Alton Park Boulevard. We stayed on Doris Street. The bus didn't go down. Doris. The bus didn't go that far down because it looped back around and went out. I ran to my house and my father would not let me in. It was a minute after one.
Because
a minute after 11.
Because yeah. the bus let you off?
No, no. Because it was a minute after 11.
No. Because the bus.
Well, I got off the bus.
And you ran.
I ran.
No, because the bus let you off at a certain time.
At a certain point. And I ran. I mean, dude, I was hauling ass. He would not let me come in the house. Wow. I had to stay out of the house all night. My mom was going to let me in. And my dad said, no, you are not going to do this. Because I told him 11 o'clock. And I meant 11 o'clock. So I stayed outside all night long. And that pissed me the fuck off. I got my shit. Because I could have stayed where I was at. See, True. I could have stayed where I was at.
True.
See, yeah, but yeah, I'm trying like a motherfucker to get to the crib, right? And after that, we didn't have no more crib problems. Because I wasn't staying. I said, fuck this. I'm out. I'm gone. I finished the 11th grade.
Who'd you not want to stay with?
Grandparents, my grandmother, my cousin.
Your daddy's mom or your mom?
My mom's mom. Okay. I wouldn't stay, and they gave me free reign. So I could do whatever the fuck I wanted to do, come in whenever I wanted to come in. And I finished high school on my own.
Where'd you finish high school?
Huh?
Where'd you finish high
school? Howard. Graduated the class of 1983. I gave my parents invitations to come to my graduation.
Shout out to Howard Hustling Tigers.
I gave them invitations. They came. I paid for my class dues. I paid for my cap and gown. I did this all on my own with my money. And they came to my graduation, and I graduated from high school. It left an impression on me. See, with me, there are no excuses. It's hard for me to accept any excuses because I finished school on my own. My grandparents didn't make me motherfucking go to school. They didn't tell me I had to go. I went on my own. I graduated on my own. I did this. I worked every day. Yeah. I worked with my father at a barbecue place learning how to cook ribs. I was damn good at it. Still good at it. Can cook ribs out this world. Good. Learned how. While I was still in school. See, so this thing about me being on my own is something that was ingrained in me because my father said something to me a long time ago. The world don't owe you nothing. Shit. Nothing. Yeah. You owe you. If you want something life, you got to get it.
Got to get it.
So I raised my kids. Okay, I was so hard on my son. Hard on my son. My wife was the balance. She kept me from killing his little ass. Because she was his net. She was his reason for staying the way he was without conforming to the way I wanted him to be. Okay, that's fine. Because I can't expect him to be me. True. So I had to arm my kids with the knowledge that I acquired in a world that didn't mean shit to me because there was no value in the world. There was only value in me. Because I got out of this motherfucker what I put in it. What I wanted to have, what I wanted to do. If I wanted a car, I wouldn't work. Bought me one. A place to stay, paid for it. See, this was me. So this understanding of an existence was different. My parents didn't provide for me continuously throughout my education and life to give me this cushy ass perspective of life. No, my dad told me this: as long as you stay in my house, you will abide by my rules. If you feel like you cannot abide by my rules, you need to get it. So I got it. And what my dad, I tell you this to this day, I was grown. Been grown. So my perspective of grown is different. I don't hold excuses like parents do for their kids. There is no excuses for me. We will give you every opportunity to be successful. But if you choose to be a failure, it's your goddamn choice. It's not because you had to be a failure. It's because you chose to be a failure. See? And that is a big difference.
But what... Hold on. But what about those who weren't given the same things that you were given? But in my case, we were... Like, it was, let's say, all odds were against me. My mother, because of my father, right, chose not to love me like she loved my siblings. See, and because my father chose to leave. Because he wanted to do whatever the fuck he wanted to do.
That circumstance right there is this. A kid wants to be loved by someone.
Somebody.
See, and a kid will attach themselves to that love that they receive, even if it's love for themselves. Most folks look at that as being selfish when they get grown because they don't understand what the kid had to go through to get to this point. See, that kind of love is different. See, because if you can't, my mom loved me. My grandmother adored me.
Yeah.
See, she was the shit in my world. Everything about that woman, every aspect of her existence touches my heart. Yeah. Because she was that woman. See, she taught me things that I didn't know. And gave me a broader perspective of what love is. See, love is something you get when you don't feel you deserve it, want it, and it's still there offered. See, I did not respect my mom because she chose to respect my father. See, and that bothered me. My wife, and this shit right here is in the heart right here. My wife respected our kids. My wife respected them. I did not. They were motherfuckers that needed me, and I provided. And I love them because they are a part of me. But I loved her more because she was my wife. I didn't make no promises to my kids.
You made a promise to your wife.
I made a promise to my wife.
Wow. Talk to us.
I took care of my kids because that is my obligation. That is my responsibility. That is what I am bound for. That's what I do. That is my duty. I fed them, I clothed them, I provided for them, and I gave them a perspective of life because they need these things to make it in this world. Hell, I was already making it. That's why I like the movie Fences. See, Fences said some shit to me. Because I can relate to the daddy talking to his son in the manner in which he talked to him. It's my duty as your father to take care of you, to provide for you, to train you so that you can take care of yourself. That's my duty. But this love unconditionally was my grandmama, because I don't give a damn what I done. Granny loved a brother. Taught me how to make biscuits, taught me how to cook food, taught me how to do things, talked to me about her life and how her mom treated her. My grandmother was raised by her grandmother because her mother did not love her. locked her in a closet and left her. My great-grandmother freed my grandmother and raised her. These are things. See, generational curses.
Jeez, talk about it.
Is the understanding of the lineage that you come from, but the changes you make in yourself to do something different. But these things, man, shoot. You cannot hold on to the childhood disappointments of your life and bring them into your adulthood.
Yeah, he needs to hear that. He needs to hear that. That's the truth. That's the truth.
And then I will hold and I will pause.
It's like I talked to him about his pops. I was like, dude, and his mama. I was like, man, you gotta see, you gotta look at the nature of the beast. You can't tell me you can't be confused about why this dragon is breathing fire if it was raised to breathe fire. It's a dragon. His daddy breathed fire, his mom breathed fire, his mom breathed fire. Get with that. So I asked him, I said, you know, how was your mom raised? How was your pops raised? Dude, you can only blame them for so long. At some point in time, yeah, we do have a, because we have our own thought process, and if we're blessed to have a
but most issues are our childhood issues.
I'm right, but you gotta give the credit and then not blame credit.
Where you can't say that every mistake you make is because of the fact that they didn't do something that they didn't should have done.
Right.
That is the truth. Because the responsibility of your life, once it became yours, solely was yours. You cannot blame your parents all of your life for what they did not give you, what they did not offer you, what you did not receive from them. That is a given. I did not receive everything I thought I should have. I did not get all the things I felt I should. But then again, I am a man. I can't hold my parents captive for what they didn't do, should have done, or I wish they would have done. I have to free them from my guilt, their guilt, and my disability because it cripples me. Let them go in the sense that I am no longer holding them responsible for my actions. My parents raised me to the best of their ability, to the best of the knowledge that they had concerning the matters that they were facing. I don't know the traumas that existed in their lives, the situations that occurred, none of that. All I know is this: I was here, I was theirs, I became mine, and I had the choice to choose between what the fuck I'm gonna do with me. And when it was my time, at 16 years old, I decided I was gonna do what the fuck I wanted to do with a purpose. See, you can't do life without the finances for life to occur.
Jeez.
See, life requires money, and money requires discipline. And discipline is the understanding of knowing that if I want something, I got to put forth the goddamn effort to get it.
Talk to us.
And if I don't put forth no effort, it ain't nobody's fault but mine. And I can't hold my daddy responsible for me not having shit now because of shit he didn't do way back then. Fuck that. That's bullshit. I'm a grown ass man. If I want it, get it. If I'm gonna do it, make it happen. Make it happen. Cause I look in the mirror and see me.
Not him.
Not him. Yeah. A part of him, but still me. Yeah. A part of her, but still motherfucking me. And the me is the person that decides what I'm gonna do for me. How I'm gonna react, how I'm gonna respond, and what I'm gonna do. And you ain't never got nothing in this life being motherfucking broke.
You gotta get.
I go to my job every day, not because I want to go to my job, but because I need that money.
Yeah.
period. That money lets me live the life I want to have.
See, but that's the difference between you and I. Though we are 97.8% the same on most things, we are different in the aspect of I was treated a lot different than you were as a child.
I had my grandma. I had them.
But you had the love.
I had a love.
Any love. It doesn't matter. You right. had a love. I had love. A love. Yes. You had a love from right. your mother.
Yes.
You had your father loved you.
Yes.
Everybody doesn't have that love.
Absolutely. And you know what? You know what? I understand that. Because my siblings didn't have that. My siblings had my love.
Yeah.
My yeah. siblings had me.
Because he was gone.
See, my siblings pull from me. See, I raised them kids. My father was harder on me than he was any of the kids that he had. Because my direction yeah. set their direction towards whatever they was going to do.
Yeah.
They had my love. Yeah. And I made a promise to my brothers and sisters. Especially my brothers. Whatever I experience in this life, I'm going to tell you about.
I'm going to give it to you.
I'm going
to
tell you.
I'm going to give it to you.
Drugs, absolutely. Money, sex, and rock and roll. Lies in between.
Yeah.
Because if you can get it from me, understand that my brother didn't know shit about freebasing till I turned my brother on. I turned my brother on. See? Saw how it reacted, told him how he was going to be, explained to him what it was going to do to him, and watched him, guided him, and talked to him because he needed to know. See? Because I love him. I just didn't want to see him fucked up by somebody that didn't care about it. Somebody that just wanted to get his money from him because they want to get high too.
Yeah.
That wasn't my motherfucking intent. These are things. See, you may not get the love from the people you want, but are you willing to accept the love from folks who wanted to goddamn give it to you? And if that's the case, you cannot be so withdrawn in yourself that your hurt overshadows the pain of those who didn't give it to you from the reception of those who are willing to do it. You can't, because then you shut yourself off, you cut yourself off, and truly you are alone in this world when you cannot accept love from somebody who is willing to love you. Because those who should have loved you didn't. You can't. And we find ourselves in that point, in that state, where we don't know how to accept somebody else's love because we never received that love from somebody who should have motherfucking loved us. We don't know what to goddamn do. We don't know what to say, how to respond, how to react. And I'm telling you, I know how to respond, how to react, and what you should do. Open up your heart that you closed off. Open up yourself that you shut off. Open up you that you closed off. Because love is something you can have soon as you decide to accept it from someone who is willing to give it.